And here with the sport is Darren Frehel. Morning to you, Darren.
And a very good morning to you as well, Rachel. I guess none of us were really surprised yesterday when the 2020 Ryder Cup was postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. A little bit disappointed, but you just can't see something like this going ahead without fans, can you? The European Ryder Cup captain, Padraig Harrington, has welcomed the decision, and he's also confirmed a change in qualifying for Team Europe. So the current point system will be frozen until the new year.
I'd say up to 6 weeks ago, we were full steam ahead trying to get organised for, you know, what the team is going to look like in 2020. I think over the last number of weeks, you know, we're starting to come more to the conclusion that this thing is going to be difficult to go ahead. So we have been looking into what would look like if we moved to 2021. And I think it's very reasonable. In Europe, we've suspended the point system. We don't want to force any player to have to come out and try and compete at this moment. If he doesn't feel safe or comfortable travelling, he can stay at home and will not lose out in terms of the Ryder Cup qualification. It's going to all start again on January 1st. Things will certainly be clearer at that stage, so players can make their own decisions on what they want to do, and the points will start up, and we'll have a team come 2021 that will have a mixture of experience and current form. And I think it was going to be difficult to have that current form coming into this Ryder Cup if it went ahead. Some players mightn't have played, some players might have only played a couple of events in Europe. So the one thing with the European team we've done over the years is we've had great rookies. You know, the rookies who come in current form, they play their way into the team, they bring such a spirit to the team, and that possibly was going to be missing this time round. You know, if you didn't have current form, what were you going to do? And some players just are not getting a fair crack at a whip if it was in 2020. But everybody's going to have a good chance. And also, anybody who's earned points up to now, they're not going to lose out. Those points are going to continue on and be kept.
And another big positive from that is it's going to be a brilliant September 2021 for golf, because we have the Solheim Cup as well. So we'll have the women's and the men's team golf team events in the same month, within a couple of weeks of each other. So that is quite exciting, and I'm sure there'll be lots of hype about it as well. Mo Salah scored twice as champions. Liverpool beat Brighton 3-1. Now, if I'm being completely honest with you, he probably should have got a couple of more as well. Missed some great chances, maybe a bit selfish at times. The bad news for Liverpool, though, is Jordan Henderson went off injured in that game. It looked pretty serious. I know, very early days yet, but didn't look comfortable at all. Manchester City beat Newcastle 5-0. Burnley had a 1-0 win at West Ham. And Sheffield United, 1-0 winners against Wolves. Irish defender John Egan on the mark again with the only goal of the game. It came in the 93rd minute, his second goal in as many games. And that win sees his team go seventh. They're a point behind Wolves, and they're in pole position for a place in Europe next season. Sheffield United, just a couple of seasons ago, were in League One, remember, have never qualified for a major European tournament before. And remarkable, they were also one of the favourites to be relegated at the start of the campaign. Their manager is Chris Wilder.
A huge performance. I would go to say one of the biggest since I've been here. Team stretched, playing a top quality, top class team, manager, players. I love watching my team.
West Brom, topped the championship after a 2-0 win against Derby. Leeds in action tonight. Former Irish international John Sheridan has been confirmed as the new manager of Waterford. And finally, there's racing this afternoon at Navan, and the action there gets underway at 1:05.